I'm Graham Pascoe. The program I'm presenting is Morning Music. In today's program, I'll play some excellent recordings of Australian artists, although my singer of renown will be a Polish-Estonian soprano. And the artists that you'll hear, the Australian artists you'll hear in my program, include Janet Seidel, Tony Lamond, Lana Cantrell, Johnny O'Connor, and then going back until 1939, Jim Davidson and the ABC Dance Band. And although I've mentioned those Australian artists, I'm going to begin today with two songs written by British songwriter Hugh Williams, who also wrote under the name of Will Gross.
I saw the harbour lights. They only told me we were parting. The same old harbour lights that once brought you to me. I watched the harbour lights. How could I help if tears were starting? Goodbye to tender nights beside the silvery sea. Just once more. But you were on the ship and I was on the shore. Now I know lonely nights, for all the while my heart is whispering some from me. I long to hold you dear and kiss you just once more. But you were on the ship and I was on the shore. Now I know from me.
Thank you.
skyward along the Santa Fe Trail. Beside you, I'm riding every hill and dale, while shadows hide you, just like a pretty purple veil. Thereby hangs a tale I found. Santa Fe Trail.
Harbor Lights was written in 1937 by Hugh Williams and Jimmy Kennedy. It was a hit for the Platters in 1960. That's the recording that you heard. But in 1951, Bing Crosby had a hit record of Harbor Lights. Then you heard Along the Santa Fe Trail. Al Dubin wrote the lyrics and Hugh Williams wrote the music for Along the Santa Fe Trail, but Williams used the nom de plume of William Gross for that song. It was sung by Johnny Desmond with Glenn Miller's Army Air Force Band. And I played those two records because today's the anniversary of the birth of the British songwriter, Hugh Williams, in 1894. Also the anniversary of the birth of two American songwriters, Bernice Petkir. They wrote the next two songs that you'll hear.
Close your eyes, put your head on my shoulder and sleep. Close your eyes and I will close mine. Close your eyes, let's pretend that we're both counting sheep. Close your eyes, oh this is divine. Music play, something dreamy for dancing while we're here romancing. It's love's holiday and love will be our guide. Close your eyes, when you open them dear, I'll be here by your side. Close your eyes.
While the chimes ring out with a carol.
Do you think what the end of a perfect day can mean to a tired heart when the sun goes down with a flaming ray and the dear friends have to of a journey too, but it leaves a thought that is big and strong, and a wish that is kind and true, for memory has painted this perfect day with colors that never fade, and we find at the end of a perfect day the soul of a friend.
That was Bing Crosby's recording of A Perfect Day, made with Ken Darby's orchestra and the Ken Darby Singers in 1950. The song was written back in 1910 by the American songwriter Carrie Jacobs Bond. Before that, a Bernice Petcare composition, Close Your Eyes, recorded in Sydney by Janet Seidel in 2001.
Try to forget, tell me why I think of you yet. I know I'll never be free. What has happened to me? Tell me why. When we danced until three, tell me why my heart couldn't see. I never dreamed of romance, never gave it a chance. When I think of how you looked that day in your gown of sin, time and the place, tell me why. I keep fooling my heart when I know it was love from the start. Why don't we give it a try? If you know, tell me why. That day in your gown of silk and lace, should have known the day you came my way that this was the time and the place. Tell me why.
I keep fooling my heart when I know it was love from the start.
Why don't we give it a try?
If you know, tell me why. Tell me
splendor. Music dropping plaintive sobbing notes of a guitar while ardent caballeros serenades. Lady of Spain, I adore you. Right from the night I first saw you.
You just heard two recordings that topped the Australian hit parades in the early 1950s. Eddie Fisher's record of Lady of Spain reached the top of the charts in 1953. I played that one because yesterday was the anniversary of the birth of Eddie Fisher in 1928. And in 1952, Tell Me Why from the Four Aces reached the top of our charts. It was written by Al Alberts and Marty Gold. Al Alberts was one of the co-founders of the Four Aces. Yesterday was the anniversary of his birth in 1922.
There ought to be a moonlight saving time, so I could love that man of mine till the birdies wake and chime. Good morning.
overtime to keep that moon out over time, to keep each lover's lane in rhyme till dawn in. You better hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, get busy today. You better croon a tune, croon a tune, tell the man up in the moon. And here's what I'd say, there ought to be a moonlight saving time so I could love that man of mine till the birdies wake and chime.
Tell the man up in the moon, and here's what I'd say, I'd say, there ought
Vocalist Tony Lamond and tenor saxophonist Bob Birtles led the way in that recording made in Sydney in 2000, Moonlight Saving Time, introduced in 1931, written by Harry Richmond and Irving Cahill. Porter's composition, Night and Day, was played by the orchestra of Claude Thornhill. I'm going to take us into the mid-1960s now.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. No welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. And you're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. Cause baby, something.
I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do.
You've Lost That Lovin' Feeling, written by Phil Spector, Barry Mann and Cynthia Vile, a hit for the Righteous Brothers in 1965, although there sounded to be some contribution from a female voice in that recording, I reckon.
Isn't it a lovely day to be caught in the rain? You were going on your way, now you've got to remain. Just as you were going, leaving me all at sea, the clouds broke, they broke. What a break for me. I can't see the sun up high, though we're caught in the storm. I can see where you and I could be cozy and warm. Let the rain pitter-patter, but it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray. As I can be with you, it's a lovely day. Isn't it a lovely day to be caught in the rain? You were going on. See the sun up high, though we're caught in the storm. I can see where you and I could be cozy and warm. Let the rain pitter-patter, but it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray. As long as I can be with you,
the Australian singer Lana Cantrell sang "It Isn't It a Lovely Day" in New York in 1967. The song was written by Irving Berlin for Fred Astaire to sing in the 1930s movies. Here's another song which was introduced in 1930 in a film called Vogues of 1938.
Last night I started out happy. Last night my heart was so gay. Last night I found myself dancing in my favorite cabaret. You were completely forgotten, just an affair of the past. Then suddenly something happened to me, and I found my heart beating oh so fast. I saw you last night and got that old feeling. When you came in sight, I got that old feeling. The moment that you danced by, I felt a thrill. And when you caught my eye, my lonely heart stood awfully still. Once again I seemed to feel that old, old yearning. And I knew the spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start for that old feeling is deep in my heart. Charlie.
feeling. Written by Sammy Fain and Lou Brown for a motion picture, Vogues of 1938, nominated unsuccessfully for the Academy Award for the Best Film Song of 1938. Frankie Lane sang it with the band of Buck Clayton in a recording from 1955, and the trumpet you heard was undoubtedly Buck Clayton.
Jumping with joy, I'm some lucky boy. I'm in the seventh heaven, it's easy to guess. My baby said yes, I know I've just thrown a great big seven. For she is the prize, one lips and one eyes. She knows that I've got all the stuff, got all the things. She thinks that I'm angel enough without the wings. And that's why I'm in the seventh heaven, heaven, having a heck of a time.
I'm in the Seventh Heaven, sung by Al Jolson, written by De Silva, Brown and Henderson. The next couple of songs were written by the Cuban composer Ernesto Lecuona.
In Spain they say, si, si. In France you hear, oui, oui. Every little Dutch girl says, ya, ya. Every little Russian says, da, da. But sweetheart, tell me why. No matter how I try, you won't listen to my plea. Won't say yes in any language to me. When will you say, si, si? Si, 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 si. Every little Dutch girl says, ya, 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 ya. Every little Russian says, da, da. But sweetheart, oh, why won't you tell me why? No matter how much I try, please tell me why. La da 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 da, won't you listen to my plea? Won't say yes in any language to me. Oh, oh, when will you say si, si? Say si, si.
Thank you. song. Nothing could go wrong, go wrong, go wrong. If you give in, I'll win. I won't give up, give up. Darling, if you give in, how much do you say, see, see? Oh, won't you listen to my plea? Please say yes in any language to me. Oh, won't you say, see, see, say, see, see?
To sleep, there's a rendezvous I keep, and the dream I always meet helps me forget we're far apart. I don't know exactly when, dear, but I'm sure and my darling, till we do, you are always in my heart.
Always in the heart, in my heart, was sung by Ray Eberly with Glenn Miller's orchestra, and Say CC by the Andrews Sisters with Vic Jones Orchestra.